Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. For me, take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it. To yours, to yours, O Lord. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness. Righteousness is what you want for me. For me. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, O Lord. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind. Transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, O Lord. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you to magnify and to glorify your holy and your righteous and mighty name. There's no one that's like you, God. You're magnificent in all your ways. You're great and mighty in all your ways. There is absolutely no one else that's like you. And so you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful God. You're a God of mercy. You're a God of grace. You're a God of love, and you're a God of strength. You are the God of all gods. There is no other God that's like you. And so we bless your name this morning. And we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, God, that you are so deserving of. God, you're worthy of our praise from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy, God. God, whether you have done anything for us today or you have not done anything that we can recollect right now, Lord, you're still worthy to be praised, God. The songwriter said, if you don't do anything else, God, you've already done so much and you've already done enough, God. You blessed me to see a brand new day, God. You woke me up this morning, God, and you allowed me to start this brand new day. God, you allowed me to breathe through my own lungs this morning, God. I'm not on a breathing tube or a breathing monitor, Lord. I'm not in a hospital, God. But you blessed me with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, I woke up this morning, and I knew who I was. I knew what I needed to do, God, and I know where I need to go to today, God. I thank you, God, because you have already done enough. If you don't open up any more doors, if you don't make any way, God, any more ways, God, if you don't heal any more bodies, God, you have already done enough. But I'm thankful, God, today is that you're not done blessing me, Lord. I'm thankful today that you have so much more in store for me, God. I thank you, Lord, today, because today is not my end, God, but my expected end is in your hands. And I want to say thank you, God, because my hope is in you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord, because my trust is in you. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you have blessed me to see another day that you have made. Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I ask right now, God, that you wash me and purify me and cleanse me in the blood of Jesus right now. God, I desire to be holy. I desire to be acceptable unto you, Lord, because that's my reasonable service. That's the least that I can do, to present my body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. So, Lord, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, wash me in the blood, Lord. Purge me with hyssop, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, God, because I don't want your spirit to be taken away, Lord, but I need you every single day of my life. I need you to walk with me today. I need you to talk with me today. I need you to breathe into me, God, and to be with me all day long, God, because I can't do this on my own, because if I try to do it on my own, weapons that form against me, they will be able to prosper. But God, as long as you're with me, God, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. God, I thank you, Lord, because when you walk with me, I'm able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But if I walk on my own, God, I won't be able to do anything, God, on my own, God, because it's not by my power, it's not by my might, but it's by your spirit. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way in us right now, God. In the name of Jesus, make us whole and make us righteous before an almighty and all righteous God. Make us white as snow, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for mercy. Oh, God, I thank you for another chance. I thank you for your compassion, Lord. And I thank you, God, for just another day. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 Lord. Because tomorrow is not promised. I'm not worried about next week, God. Because next week is not a given. But this is the day. Hallelujah. You made this day just for me. And I thank you, God, for what you have in store for your people on this day. On this day that we set aside to consecrate ourselves. You put flesh under subjection, Lord. And we fast and pray. Give us the fast and pray, God, lest we enter into temptation. For the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak, Lord. These kinds come by fasting and praying, Lord. And so you tell us that men ought to always pray. And we cast all of our cares upon you now, God, so that as we travel along the day's journey, Lord, oh, God, we won't be burdened down. We won't be cast down. We won't be forsaken, God, because we know, God, that you are in control. And so we pray that you bless this day as we prepare our hearts at Praise Center to give out turkeys, Lord, today. Oh, God, anoint us. Grant us favor, God. Let us be a blessing to the community, Lord, as we serve the least among us. You told us in your word that when we do unto the least of them, it's as if we are doing it unto you, Lord. And we just want to serve you in spirit and in truth, Lord. We want to serve you not just by lip service, but by actions as well. You placed us in that area, in that city for a reason, Lord, to be a light, to be a beacon of light, to be a beacon of holiness to those people. And so bless us, Lord.
open up opportunities, God, that we may be a blessing to that community, Lord. God, let us be able to spread our information, God, that they may know that there is a ministry in town, God, that is working for them, that is there to serve them, and is also there to bless them as well, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we don't want to just meet the physical need, Lord, because that's what the social services is there for. But, God, we want to meet the spiritual needs as well. And so, God, as you send these people in today, oh, God, these people that are in need of our assistance, in need of your glory, in need of a kind word, in need of a reassurance that everything is going to be all right, Lord. Oh, God, let us help them, oh, God. Help us to tell them, oh, God, about the goodness of Jesus. Let us show them some love and some kindness, Lord, and let them know that the church is about love, Lord, and not about rules and not about limitations and not about things that we put in as barriers, God, to cause separation between the body of Christ and all those and those that are unbelievers. But, God, we've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light to be a witness, Lord. So help us, Lord, today to be a witness, God. Help us to get the fish into the boat, oh, God, before we skin them, and God, and we make them correct. And so, God, help us, Lord, today. Help us, Lord, today, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, but to think soberly as we minister to those in need, as we bless those in need, as we strengthen those in need. God, bless every single turkey that I'm picking up today. Oh, God, give it the best anointing and best blessing, God, that you can give, Lord. Oh, God, and as we pass out, God, let us be, oh, God, light in that community. And we thank you for opening up the door. We thank you for those that have prayed for us and those that have blessed us, God, that have given us this opportunity to get these turkeys that we're buying and also the turkeys that we're getting for free as well. Thank you, Lord, because as we keep on pressing, as we keep moving forward, as we continue to move forward, God, you keep opening up doors. You keep making ways out of no way. And I say, thank you, God, because you have blessed our ministry so tremendously, God. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for every single member, Lord. Thank you for our leader, Bishop Thomas, Lord. Thank you for Superintendent Catbell, God, all that have sown into our ministry, Lord. Thank you, God, today for those that have spoken words of encouragement to us, to bless us and to uphold us. I thank you, God, because you keep sending people, God, toward to us, God, to help strengthen us and help us to continue to move forward in you. Thank you, God, that we're not trying to do it on our own, but, God, we rely upon you, we depend upon you, and we bless your name this day. We thank you for the fellowship on Sunday. God, we offer praise with a victorious overcomer. God, I thank you for the friendship. I thank you for the brotherly love. God, I thank you for the opportunity to speak, God, because we all have a reason to give you praise. I've got a reason to praise your name, God. I've got a reason to magnify you. You've been so good to me, Lord. I cannot even tell it all. But when I think of your goodness, Lord, I can't help but to thank you for all that you've done. And as I thank you for all that you've done, Lord, I can't help but to think of something else that you've done for me, God. And the cycle keeps going over and over again. And so I'm like, David. And so when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, God. I magnify you. I glorify you. I honor and adore you, God. I bless your name because you are such a good and great and mighty and merciful God. So order our footsteps today. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We're not just going to allow you to order our footsteps, God, but we're going to meditate on you. Hallelujah. We're going to meditate on your word today, because when we hide your word in our heart, we won't sin against thee. And when we won't sin against thee, God, we'll have direct connection, direct fellowship with you. And we yearn to be in your presence. We yearn to be in your midst. We yearn to be with you, God. So come no more and have your way in our hearts and our minds and our lives today. Heal, Lord, today. We're battling some little sicknesses that we've received since we returned back home. But you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. By your stripes we are healed, Lord. We can declare our healing even right now. And so I bind this sickness that's trying to come up and choke me right now as I pray. I bind this sickness in my wife's body, God. I bind and I declare healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare healing, God. In the life of Sister Missionary Miller, God, thank you for traveling mercies and grace. You've allowed her to make it to her destination safely. Now, God, I pray that you cover her and protect her as she remains in Texas, God. Keep your arms of protection around her and bring her back home safely in the name of Jesus. And touch her back even right now, God. Oh, God, mend up everything that's hurt or that's messed up, Lord, and make it over again, Lord. You are the potter. We are the clay, Lord. You can make us over again, God. Miracles, signs, and wonders we're asking for, God. You have full reign, and you have full right to perform them in the midst of your people, Lord. Okay, so we'll keep the ground holy around us. We'll keep the atmosphere of worship around us, Lord, so that you can have room to move on our behalf. Bless me, Mother. Bless your people everywhere, Lord. We pray for this nation. We pray for the government. We pray for people in high places everywhere. I pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. I pray for the general board. I pray again for my bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. I pray for the pastors in Virginia First, Lord. I pray for the Whitehead family, Lord, that you would console them and strengthen them even now in the name of Jesus. All hope is not gone. All hope is not lost. But there is still a Savior that's there to comfort them and to bring them through all right. We pray for the Hunt family as well, God, that you would comfort and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you for what you have in store for us today, and we thank you, and we wait in great expectation for the great stories, the great things, the great moves, the great opportunities that you will bring our way as we bless you and as we bless the community. We thank you even now. And we praise you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.